Well, before we dive in, let's first let people know what this referendum is actually looking for. What is Christina's ask this time, and what does it mean for district residents if it passes?
Okay, well, the vote is scheduled for April 30th, and, you know, the district is asking for a tax increase to cover school operations. No new construction. This is just basically keep the lights on, keep the programs running. The hike would come in three steps, totaling 34 cents per $100 of assessed valuation. The first and largest step would add 24 cents to the tax rate for the fiscal year that starts July 1st. And then there would be 5 cent increases in each of the next 2 years. Now, for the average property in the district, that's one that's assessed at $64,100 based on what property values were in 1983, taxes would increase almost $154 in the first year and then another $32 in each of the next 2 years for a total of about $218 over 3 years, which comes out to like not quite $19 a month. Now, that increase, if it's approved, would give the district another $13.5 million in revenue for the upcoming school year, and then it would generate another $2.8 million in revenue additionally in each of the two following years. So that's what the district's asking for.
And it feels like the money is needed for two key things. One, just general operating costs, as you said, kind of keep the lights on type of things, keep things where they are. And then the other is developing Christina's magnet school plan. And let's start with the operating costs. What is specifically the need here? More importantly, what might failure to pass it mean in terms of what Christina schools look like?
Well, most of the additional revenue would be used to enable the district to maintain its existing programs, keeping the same number of teachers and staff members that it now has, maintaining class size at the current levels, and keeping the extracurricular programs that the district now has. And it would also provide a little bit of a cushion because there's going to be another round of contract negotiations in the next couple of years. So there'll be some money available to negotiate pay increases for the unionized members of the staff and have a little bit left over for the folks who aren't members of the unions. Now, as all of us adults know, living expenses go up every year, and most of us depend upon our employers for pay raises. And school costs go up every year, too, and the school district is asking its employer, we the taxpayers, for a raise to cover those additional expenses. Now, some of our raises are based on years of experience, and some of them are based on performance. And, you know, Christina says its staff is becoming more experienced and has more training, and it also says it has done a good job of strengthening its programs. All the promises that the district made 3 years ago when the last referendum was passed have been kept, Superintendent Rick Gregg says. Now, okay, so what happens if the referendum fails? Well, then Christina residents can expect something like what happened when voters twice rejected proposed tax increases in 2015. And back then, 78 teachers and 14 aides lost their jobs, class sizes were increased, and less essential activities were reduced or eliminated. Now, the only new program that would be funded through the referendum is the start of a magnet arts and innovation curriculum at Newark High School. And there would also be a little bit of money set aside to provide transportation for students going to the magnet school programs that the district is starting.
So let's talk a little bit more about these magnet schools. Your story notes that the need is specifically for the planned arts and innovation curriculum at Newark High. Why that one in particular?
Those of us, those of you who have been listening to this show regularly, know that we've had a number of conversations about the complexities of the state school finance system. And what's going on here is just another example. The magnet programs that Christina District is launching at Glasgow High School and Christiana High School are in programs like agricultural sciences, health sciences, business, culinary arts, and hospitality. Now, in the last 8 or 9 years, the state has developed a series of programs that they call career pathways, and these come under this larger umbrella of something called career and technical education. These programs qualify for special state and federal funding. The planned Academy of the Arts at Newark High School would include classes in areas like music, theater, and fine arts. And these subjects don't fall under this career and technical education umbrella. So if the district wants to start developing these programs, it has to use its own funds to pay for it.
So there's a number of challenges to Christina getting this referendum passed. The biggest may be the sense, and we kind of alluded to this a little bit earlier, that people in the district feel that, well, didn't we just pass a referendum a few years ago? Why do we need another one now? How does the district respond to this? And what are the factors that keep Christina and other districts coming back like this on a regular basis, that people feel like it's a never-ending process?
Well, you know, it really doesn't matter what district that you live in. The fact is that there's a segment of the population that throughout the state that just doesn't like to vote yes on a referendum that would bring a tax increase. See, Delaware voters have no say in any increases when the state wants to impose a tax increase, when the county wants to impose a tax increase. The only opportunity that voters have to say no on a tax hike is during a school referendum. And frankly, they haven't been very hesitant to express this preference, at least, a portion of the population, a significant portion. And that's why there's a common pattern that exists in Delaware school referenda, that the referendum request from the district fails the first time, and then the second or the third time, it passes. It could be a month later, a few months later, or it could be the next year. But eventually, these things, you do wind up passing. Now, why does this occur? Well, as I indicated earlier, inflation does cause school costs to go up. But the revenue base, the assessed value of real estate, hasn't been adjusted in the state in 30 or 40 years, depending upon which county you live in. So while, your pay and mine might be increased because of inflation, and that's why you might pay a little bit more in income tax each year, the base for assessing school taxes has remained flat. Now, we talked last month about that pending lawsuit that could lead to a statewide property reassessment. However, until that current system is changed, school districts are going to have to ask voters for tax increases every couple of years. That's the way it is in Delaware.
And Christina, as we've also kind of talked about previously, faces a challenge in the way this district is constructed. Can you explain this again for people and why this is kind of especially pertinent this time around, the fact that this is kind of an unusually structured district?
Well, yeah, now this goes back to court-ordered desegregation in 1978. And at the time, a single school district was created in Newcastle County, northern Newcastle County, with four separate attendance areas. Now, those attendance areas were 3 years later broken into separate districts. And what happens with Christina is that it's one of a handful of districts in the country, a very small number, that are not contiguous. There's a part of the district that's within the city of Wilmington, and the rest of it is about 15 miles away in that area that includes Newark and Bear and Glasgow and Christiana. Now, this split takes on special significance this year because, in collaboration with the governor's office and the State Department of Education, Christina is implementing a plan to improve and reorganize its schools in Wilmington, starting with the new school year in the fall. Now, part of the plan attempts to strengthen the core of teachers who are working in city schools and to reduce their turnover. To help accomplish this, the school board and the district's teachers union signed an agreement that essentially protects teachers assigned to work in Wilmington schools from losing their jobs this school year and next school year. So if the referendum fails, what this means is that the cuts in staffing that would occur as a result of a failed referendum are far more likely to occur in the suburban schools.
And there's also other issues involving kind of history involving Christina. Unlike some other districts, Christina seems to have had a series of issues over time that have left a lingering bad taste in people's mouths. How big a factor are some of these kind of lingering issues when it comes to trying to get people behind raising taxes?
Well, again, this is another thing that goes back to that desegregation era. I mean, some suburban residents have long harbored resentments, not only because suburban children were once bused to Wilmington, which doesn't really occur much now, but also because they believe that the low-income children who lived in Wilmington were largely responsible for the district's low ranking on standardized tests. Now, on top of that, about a decade ago, the district had some serious management issues, including numerous instances of questionable spending and mishandling of funds. Now, the people who caused those problems are long gone, but it does take a great deal of time for the district, any district, to regain the public's trust. Now, the people I've spoken to say that these issues that I've just mentioned haven't been discussed a lot at the public meetings that the district has been holding about the referendum, but everybody knows that they all lurk beneath the surface and are going to be a factor in how some people choose to vote.
Christina did learn last time, when they finally did get the referendum passed on the third try, that they needed to engage families in the district that aren't necessarily attending Christina schools. Can you explain how the district kind of learned to find some votes there?
Well, thanks to the state's charter school system and its choice programs, about one-third of the public school students who live in the Christina district don't attend district schools. They either attend charter schools or they choice into schools in the other districts. Red Clay, Colonial, and Appaquinimink are all adjoining portions of the Christina district. And again, due to the state's complex funding system, tax dollars actually follow the student. So in cases like this, about one-third of the money that Christina collects in property taxes wind up going to the other districts or to the charter schools that receive these Christina resident students who don't attend schools in Christina. Parents of choice and charter students might not realize this at first, but the outcome of the referendum affects the education that their own children are going to receive. If the referendum passes, more money will eventually flow to the charter and the choice schools. If the referendum fails, those schools are going to get a little bit less. So for this reason, Christina is making a point of contacting the leaders of the schools, that particularly the charter schools in the area, and asking them to make sure that their parents know about the referendum and know what the issues are, that charters aren't expected to take a position one way or the other on the referendum, but at least the district hopes that they will be getting the information out to their constituencies.
So given all these challenges, what is the district's core pitch to residents? What are they doing to try to sell this referendum and get it passed on the first try?
As you might expect, the district is doing all of the things that you would logically expect it to do. It's got a very thorough explanation of the issues on its website. It's got a mailer that's going out to all of the district residents, and it's holding about a dozen public meetings, and that includes a presentation on Monday night to the Newark City Council. Now, it's easy to fall back on, what everybody calls the scare tactics, letting people know that if the referendum fails, there'll be fewer teachers, larger class size, we might be cutting out sports and a marching band and all that good stuff. But, Christina's, rather than doing that, is trying to emphasize the achievements of its most successful students, its most significant schools, and of the new programs that it's implemented. The Chinese language immersion program at Downs Elementary that's now in its sixth year and by all accounts is doing very well. The Cambridge program at Newark High School, which is an academically challenging program for freshmen and sophomore students, and the reimagining of all of its high schools through the magnet school program.
And the timing of this vote is also important to consider. If it fails, there's not going to be time to come back for a second try before next school year, like Indian River is going to do next month. How much does that add to the urgency here?
Most definitely, because there's no second chance. If a referendum fails in Delaware, a district can come back for a second try a little bit more than 60 days later. It's got to wait 2 months between votes. However, in this case, the 60-day time frame takes us to the end of June, and that's past the deadline for notifying the county government of what the district's tax rate will be for the coming school year. And that's important because the county is the agency that's responsible for collecting the taxes for the district. So no time here for a second try. As we mentioned, in many districts, past practice has been to go and ask for a substantial raise in taxes the first time around, and then if you don't get it, you come back a second time and ask for a little bit less, more of a bare-bones type of request. Well, Christina officials say that essentially what they're doing this time is they figured out what they're going to need to keep the schools running and keep the current programs going for the next 3 years. Other than that Arts Academy and Innovation Program at Newark High, there are going to be no new programs. This is just continuing what the district already has. You talk to the supporters of the referendum, and they'll tell you they don't see any benefit to voting no. If you vote no, they say it's going to hurt the children, and it's going to tarnish the image that others have of the community, which could, they say, have an impact on, you know, businesses wanting to move into the area, property values, and so on. So now, do most voters in the district feel that way? Well, we're going to find out on April 30th.